Chapter 7, page 55, vocabulary preview. 1. Bakery. 2. Barber shop. 3. Bookstore. 4. Bus station. 5. Cafeteria. 6. Clinic. 7. Department store. 8. Drugstore. 9. Hair salon. 10. Health club. 11. Hotel. 12. Laundromat. 13. School. 14. Train station. 15. Video store. Page 56. Where's the restaurant? Listen to the first model.
Where's the restaurant?
It's next to the bank.
Listen to the second model.
Where's the supermarket?
It's across from the movie theater.
Listen to the third model.
Where's the school?
It's between the library and the park.
Listen to the fourth model.
Where's the post office?
It's around the corner from the hospital.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Where's the bank?
It's next to the school.
2.
Where's the post office?
It's across from the park.
3.
Where's the restaurant?
It's between the bank and the library.
4.
Where's the hospital? It's around the corner from the movie theater.
5.
Where's the hotel?
It's across from the library.
6.
Where's the gas station?
It's next to the bus station.
7.
Where's the clinic?
It's around the corner from the fire station.
8.
Where's the bakery?
It's between the video store and the barber shop.
Page 57. Is there a laundromat in this neighborhood? Listen to the model.
Excuse me, is there a laundromat in this neighborhood?
Yes, there's a laundromat on Main Street, next to the supermarket.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Excuse me, is there a drugstore in this neighborhood?
Yes, there's a drugstore on Main Street, across from the church.
2.
Excuse me, is there a clinic in this neighborhood?
Yes, there's a clinic on Main Street, between the bank and the barber shop.
3.
Excuse me,
Is there a department store in this neighborhood?
Yes. There's a department store on Central Avenue, around the corner from the police station.
4.
Excuse me. Is there a hair salon in this neighborhood?
Yes. There's a hair salon on Central Avenue, next to the bakery.
5.
Excuse me. Is there a bookstore in this neighborhood?
Yes. There's a bookstore on State Street, between the health club and the cafeteria.
6.
Excuse me. Is there a post office in this neighborhood?
Yes. There's a post office on State Street, across from the train station.
Page 57. How to say it. Expressing gratitude. Listen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen again.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Page 58. On your own. What's in your neighborhood? Listen.
Is there a restaurant in your neighborhood?
No, there isn't.
Is there a cafeteria in your neighborhood?
Yes, there is.
Where is it?
It's on Central Avenue, across from the bank.
Page 59. Is there a stove in the kitchen? Listen to the first model.
Is there a stove in the kitchen?
Yes, there is. There's a very nice stove in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Listen to the second model.
Is there a refrigerator in the kitchen?
No, there isn't.
Oh, I see.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
Is there a window in the kitchen?
Yes, there is. There's a very nice window in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Do exercise 2 based on the second model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
Is there a fire escape?
No, there isn't.
Oh, I see.
Do exercises 3 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 3. We'll begin.
Is there a closet in the bedroom?
Yes, there is. There's a very nice closet in the bedroom.
Oh, good.
4. We'll begin.
Is there an elevator in the building?
No, there isn't.
Oh, I see.
5. We'll begin.
Is there an air conditioner in the bedroom?
Yes, there is. There's a very nice air conditioner in the bedroom.
Oh, good.
6. We'll begin.
Is there a superintendent in the building?
No, there isn't.
Oh, I see.
7. You begin.
Is there a bus stop near the building?
No, there isn't.
Oh, I see.
8. You begin.
Is there a jacuzzi in the bathroom?
Yes, there is. There's a very nice jacuzzi in the bathroom.
Oh, good.
Page 60. How many bedrooms are there in the apartment? Listen to the model.
Tell me, how many bedrooms are there in the apartment?
There are 2 bedrooms in the apartment.
2 bedrooms?
Yes, that's right.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Tell me, how many floors are there in the building?
There are 4 floors in the building.
4 floors?
Yes, that's right.
2. We'll begin.
Tell me, how many windows are there in the living room?
There are 3 windows in the living room.
3 windows?
Yes, that's right.
3. We'll begin.
Tell me, how many closets are there in the apartment?
There are 5 closets in the apartment.
5 closets?
Yes, that's right.
4. You begin.
Tell me, how many apartments are there in the building?
There are 30 apartments in the building.
30 apartments?
Yes, that's right.
5. You begin.
Tell me, how many washing machines are there in the basement?
There are 2 washing machines in the basement.
2 washing machines?
Yes, that's right.
6. You begin.
Tell me, how many bathrooms are there in the apartment?
There are 2.5 bathrooms in the apartment.
2.5 bathrooms?
Yes, that's right.
Page 63. The New Shopping Mall. Listen. Everybody in Brewster is talking about the city's new shopping mall. The mall is outside the city, next to the Brewster Airport. There are more than 100 stores in the mall. There are 2 big department stores. There are many clothing stores for men, women, and children. There's a bookstore and there's a video store. There are 2 drugstores and there are 4 restaurants. There's even a large movie theater. Almost all the people in Brewster are happy that their city's new shopping mall is now open. But some people aren't happy. The owners of the small stores in the old center of town are very upset. They're upset because many people aren't shopping in the stores in the center of town. They're shopping at the new mall. Page 64. Amy's apartment building. Listen.
Amy's apartment building is in the center of town. Amy is very happy there because the building is in a very convenient place. Across from the building, there's a bank, a post office, and a restaurant. Next to the building, there's a drugstore and a laundromat. Around the corner from the building, there are 2 supermarkets.
There's a lot of noise near Amy's apartment building. There are a lot of cars on the street. And there are a lot of people on the sidewalks all day and all night. However, Amy isn't very upset about the noise in her neighborhood. Her building is in the center of town. It's a very busy place, but it's a convenient place to live.
Page 65. Listening. What places do you hear? Listen and choose the correct places. Example.
My neighborhood is very nice. There's a supermarket across the street, and there's a video store around the corner.
1.
My neighborhood is very convenient. There's a bank around the corner and a laundromat across the street.
2.
My neighborhood is very noisy. There's a fire station next to my building, and there's a gas station across the street.
3.
The sidewalks in my neighborhood are very busy. There's a school across the street and a department store around the corner.
4.
There are many small stores in the center of my town. There's a bakery, a drugstore, and a bookstore.
5.
My neighborhood is very busy. There's a hotel across the street, and the hotel is between a hospital and a health club.
Page 65. True or false? Listen to the conversation. Then answer true or false. You will hear the conversation twice.
Tell me about the apartment.
There's a large living room, a large kitchen, a nice bathroom, and a very nice bedroom.
How many closets are there in the apartment?
There's a closet in the bedroom and a closet in the living room.
Oh, I see. And how many windows are there in the living room?
There are 4 windows in the living room.
4 windows?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me, is there a superintendent in the building?
Yes, there is.
Are there washing machines in the basement?
Yes, there are. There are 3 washing machines.
Oh, good. Tell me, is there an elevator in the building?
No, there isn't. But there's a fire escape.
Tell me about the apartment.
There's a large living room, a large kitchen, a nice bathroom, and a very nice bedroom.
How many closets are there in the apartment?
There's a closet in the bedroom and a closet in the living room.
Oh, I see. And how many windows are there in the living room?
There are 4 windows in the living room.
4 windows?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me, is there a superintendent in the building?
Yes, there is.
Are there washing machines in the basement?
Yes, there are. There are 3 washing machines.
Oh, good. Tell me, is there an elevator in the building?
No, there isn't. But there's a fire escape.
Page 66. Pronunciation. Rising intonation to check understanding. Listen. Then say it.
2 bedrooms? 5 closets? Next to the bank? On Main Street?
Say it. Then listen.
3 windows? 20 floors? Across from the clinic? On Central Avenue?
End of Chapter 7.